BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is an usher at his sister's wedding this weekend. More advice from our listeners on what you should do. Also today, Jeb Wood played innuendo bingo against Chris and Sarah Cox. It descended into absolute chaos. It was ridiculous. It's on this podcast. And the Scott versus Chris challenge. How long can both of us drink water for before needing to go to the loo? You'll find out soon.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, my twitchy eye is on. What's that about?
Is that one?
You ever get that when your eye's like...
Yeah, do you know what it is? It's stress.
Is it?
Yeah.
What have I got to be stressed about?
Well, didn't you run to work this morning?
There was a slight drama with getting here, I'm not gonna lie.
Do you remember once when we made the videos, our versions of Skyfall, and we made videos that went along with it? Still on YouTube.
Yeah, so the theme, you mean?
Yeah. Like what we thought it would be.
Yeah. And I do some good running in that.
It's a great video of you running down the road in slow motion. That's exactly what happened this morning, I'm led to believe.
Because I can't really run.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, no, you can't.
No, that's for
run.
Me to say, not you.
Oh,
I can
sorry.
Run. I've run half marathons.
Yeah, but in a weird way.
No, really not. Let's face it, none of us have ever seen you run.
Do you know what? It's not about how far you run, Scott. It's about how you run.
Is that from Frank Ocean?
I don't know.
It's the kind of thing he would tweet quite early, isn't it? Anyway, good morning. We're all here. It's all absolutely fine. It's Thursday morning, and this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. I really didn't think I was going to get here today.
Nor did I. No. I was worried.
No. You get my angry texts.
Yes.
I'm feeling less angry now, generally.
It's Thursday.
I know. I can smell Friday. But first, we've got to get through John and Edward playing innuendo bingo today. That's happening. And it's live on the Radio 1 website and on Radio 1. So 9:45, innuendo bingo. I don't think it's fair on them that it's just them and you. So I'm thinking of roping in another party today to make it a four-way.
Okay.
Which would be awesome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, just seeing who's up and... Listening already this morning. Jeff and Sean on the way to Middleton to start work. Julie Fish is up already. Sean is up so early, but off to Stockholm today. I really want to go there.
Stockholm?
Yeah, I really want to. I went to Sweden for Eurovision, didn't I? But I went to Malmö. But I'd love to go to Stockholm. I think it looks ace.
I've not been to Sweden at all. But you tell me that when you go through the border, there's like people waving you in. With bikinis and just look at it's like that like that store, you know, that is always dark.
Oh, sup guys, that store.
Yeah.
Where they spray the clothes with a lot of perfume.
Yes.
That one. Can't see any of the clothes because it's too dark. Turn the lights on. Yeah, it's just like that. Everyone looks like that. You go over the bridge from Denmark, mingers, and then you get over the other side, it's a really long bridge, and then as you're there, like there's blonde people, really hot blonde people, mostly in swimwear.
And they're all
really
just waving
ripped,
you in.
Toned bodies, just waving you in, going, come to Sweden, you'll love it here. And generally you do. That's what it's like. yes, it's £12 for a cup of coffee, but hey, everyone's hot.
When I went to Kavos a couple of weeks ago...
Not the same.
Okay, but I don't know if you had a similar thing. You know how difficult it is getting through security when you come back? Like, there's queues, and generally they're quite miserable.
Well,
did you find at Kavos that you had been waved in? It was like, go, go, go! Have a good time!
Yeah, when you come back to the UK, it's like, really? This queue this long? But on the when you get to Greece, no one really checks.
It's quite bizarre. They just sort of open up the doors and it's like, yeah, go, go, go.
There's one bloke going, come on in! Come in, please come in!
Come on!
Yeah! Yeah, it's not as strict, I would say. And now in Zante, when you get there, at least they have a bloke in Corfu. You didn't know that Kavos was in Corfu, did you?
Nope.
Okay, good. In Corfu, at least they have a man. In Zante, they don't even bother anymore. There's no one there to check your passport. Just come in. You're fine.
Come in.
No one checks it.
I'm sure
but you should
sure
always take it with
do.
You, of course, because otherwise you're going to run into trouble
yes,
at this
that's
end.
Not, that's not travel advice.
God.
Bring the passport.
Oh, no. Please do bring ID. Bring your passport. Also, we've got Charlotte, who's listening this morning. Carl Blackwell, James is listening. Marius. Loads of people. Good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Getting a few tweets and texts already from people that did watch Sharknado last night on Sci-Fi. 9 o'clock. What a film.
Amazing, isn't it?
Now, here's the thing. What I don't understand is that people are texting in and tweeting in saying it was awful. What were you expecting?
It's kind of the point.
Grant, the engineer, thank you very much for ruining my night with Sharknado. It was awful. Tara Reid hardly acted. I know. Sharknado has jumped into my top three films of all time. Nuff said, says Patrick. A lot of chat on Twitter and Facebook last night about Sharknado. I don't have that channel. I feel like I've really missed out. Need it on normal TV. I can't see it being on BBC One anytime soon, Stuart.
I quite cleverly came up with the name Starknado last night and tweeted that.
What happens in that?
Thinking that was a moment of genius. Probably similar story, except it's me, not sharks.
A lot of people saying they want that hour 50 of their lives back. Look, were you expecting some kind of Oscar-nominated film? Ben the Roofer, what on earth did you make me watch last night? That movie was awful. Yes, yes it was. Let us know if you got involved with Sharknado last night. I'd be very interested to see the viewing figures and if it actually registered at all. I think it was trending at one point on Twitter. Mm. But as we know from when they showed it in America, that doesn't mean nothing. It was trending worldwide on Twitter, but no one actually watched it in America. They were just talking about it. So I fear the same may have happened here. I'd be interested to see how many people watched it last night. Don't know if you saw it last night, if you watched Sharknado on Sci-Fi, but directly afterwards they trailed what was on next week at that time, and it's Stonado. A load of boulders attack Boston. Not as keen. Like, don't milk it, do you know what I mean? Mike says, I tuned in, 2 hours of amazing nonsense. My favourite was the shark that made the same noise as the Jurassic Park T-Rex. That was a good bit.
This Stonado, I mean, that's awful. That's not animal-based.
Just, like, they just get carried away. They're like, oh, something Nado. No, stick to the sharks.
But if the viewing figures to this are good, I will crack on with Soon Armadillo.
Scott versus Chris.
Now, every day this week, we are doing a challenge against each other. At the moment, yes, I'm in the lead. Maybe you haven't heard this before because you've been at work or you've not been listening. So, what's happening on Scott versus Chris? On Monday, we went to a cafe and did the ordering food that's not on the menu challenge. So, even though they give you two big menus, you sit opposite each other, and you have to take it in turns to say stuff that is not on the menu. Delicacies included the antelope.
Poached goat, I think was one. And blancmange.
Blancmange. And I won that one because he kind of bottled it in the end, couldn't think of any other foods that weren't on the menu, and went for a spag bol. Then on Tuesday, we went out onto the streets and asked people, what's your favourite pie? What's your second favourite pie? What's your third favourite pie? Etc. My person that I asked bailed after 14. You got up to 28.
Yeah.
28 favourite pies from one person. That's impressive. Yesterday, we went to do Silence the Coffee Shop. You know, like in movies where someone says something really loud in the coffee shop and the chat just disappears and everyone just goes... A bit like in the Queen Vic as well. So I shouted, that's because I'm in love with your brother! And it went very quiet.
And you won.
And I won. Your thing about having only three nipples didn't even touch it. So today, here's the challenge, and it's a challenge that is running through the whole show.
It's already begun.
Now, this is Chris's idea, but I am up for it, because at the moment, it's 2-1 to me on Scott versus Chris. So, why don't you explain what's going to happen today?
So, we are going to drink exactly the same. We've been to the toilet before the show, and we are now going to drink exactly the same. The first person to need to go to the toilet loses.
Now, we're going to start this at 7. So could I
are
just...
We?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So can I just have a little wee before? Not
no.
Here, now. I mean, I can go to the loo and everything.
Are we're allowed one more break, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
All right.
Yep. Okay, good. So, 7 o'clock it'll start. We will each drink the same amount of water and see what happens. Now, obviously, it doesn't want to get uncomfortable for you. If you need to go, go. Do not try this at home. We are trained professionals. We've done this before.
We've been health and safety'd and everything.
Yeah. We actually have.
We've had briefings and, I mean, we are professionals here.
Yeah. We have filled in every single form.
Forms are on.
Yeah. God, there are forms. So it's the first one to go to the loo. And you've got to be honest about it, okay? Don't be sneaking out during a song and having a little sneaky wee. All right?
No. And it's just the first person to need to go, and then you go. Be honest with your body.
Yeah. Be honest with your body.
Saying that, though, if I have a drink, you have a drink. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that,
it's
that
drink
needs to
for
be
drink.
Like that.
It's water for water.
Yeah.
So we're having exactly the same amount, but the first person to bottle it and go to the loo will lose the challenge.
Mm.
Now, obviously, that's going to get harder as the show goes on. How many do you have on average per show? I have about two or three. I like to go for it.
I don't know, because I don't know if we really drink the same, because you drink a lot of coffee.
Yes.
A lot of coffee.
But as time goes on, I find that songs like this be really uncomfortable.
It's true.
Or just a big of a tap.
Yeah. Oh,
it's making me go already.
It's going to be a good one, this.
I haven't gone already. Good morning. Is the new studios? I haven't gone already. It's making me want to go already.
No, but you do need to sneak one in before 7.
Right, I'm going to go now. So that starts at 7 o'clock.
Well, I'm going to have to go as well.
Scott versus Chris. Let's go together. Yay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott versus Chris.
Okay, good. So this morning the challenge is the water challenge. Dead simple. We each drink the same amount of water during the show. The first one to go to the loo, be honest with your body, will lose the challenge. Now, obviously, we're not going to get silly about this. Don't try it at home. We're trained professionals. We've filled in a lot of forms. In fact, we were doing that most of yesterday.
We've been health and safety'd. We've been briefed.
And
done it all.
So we're going to drink the same amount of water. I have actually just been for my last wee, and that's it.
See,
until 10 o'clock,
right.
unless my body tells me otherwise.
No, I was going to join you, but I've decided on a different tactic, which is don't break the seal. Simple.
Right, so you're not going to go now at all?
No.
How many coffees have you had?
One each, yeah?
I've had one coffee as well.
Right, so now how it works is we do the same.
Okay. Do you want to hear my last wee?
Not particularly. What do you mean? What
I just recorded myself in the loo.
Why would
Here's
you...
me having my last wee in the Radio 1 toilet before Scott versus Chris challenge.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard on radio.
See? You can do anything now. Just record it on your phone.
So
that's actuality there.
Was someone there with you recording that?
No. It was one hand there, one hand there. Okay, good. So I've washed my hands. So are we ready then?
What's wrong with you? That's not normal.
I might have to prove it to you, so I'd document the evidence.
What else do you document?
I just thought it was, I don't know, a bit tired. Okay, ready? First sip, how many sips of water are we taking now? I've got a whole cup.
Well, I am a little bit, is parched a word, sir? Is that a bit
I'm
who?
Parched.
Who?
Who? Parched is quite who. Okay, let's go for...
I'm just going to do half a cup.
Okay, half a cup. Let's go.
A little bit thirsty.
Mm-hmm. It's the coffee in it, dehydrates.
Mm-hmm. Must point out...
You've got to
drink the same as me. We obviously aren't allowed to
drink
in the new studios. And
no, but we're I'm really far away from any equipment here.
Same.
So, at least move back from the microphone so you sound like you are.
I'm over here.
I'm really far away.
Does that work? I'm over here.
I'm even further away.
I'm really far.
I'm good.
So this only works through honesty, though, Scott. Be honest with your body.
I am being honest with my body. It's fine.
Was that a Mariah Carey song?
No, that's touch my body.
Oh, that's the one.
Not be honest with my body. Why would she do that? Anyway, so we'll see how it goes.
Mm.
First bit of water, done.
Rest assured, Scott will keep you updated with his...
If anything happens, of course I'll let you know. So this morning, as well as the Scott versus Chris challenge, my big thing from Janelle Monáe, which is brilliant. Are you feeling that yet?
Yes, yes.
You are now?
Yes, apart from the ending, still weirded out by it.
Yeah. Some people just don't get that song at all, but I think it's just different to everything else on the radio at the moment. So that's coming up. Also, we'll talk about Mark Wahlberg from yesterday and the guests that we've got this week, still to come, and next week. And Innuendo Bingo is happening today with Jedward at 9:45.
Quick point of information, a couple of people asking this. Did you do your final wears of video? And is that available on the Radio 1 website?
No, I didn't video it. That would be stupid. And unnecessary.
No.
So, Jedward, what we're saying, there's two of them. And there's one of you. Now, I'd quite like them to get a massive soaking today. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not going to get this opportunity again. So, why don't we ask Sarah Cox? Why don't we rope in Cox and see if she'll do it?
Let's get that confirmed. Text her now.
Okay.
Because she'll be up. I guarantee it.
Do you think?
She listens to radio. This is a fact. She listens to Radio 1 24 hours a day. She's never not listening.
She's like a fembot. She doesn't sleep, does she?
She'll be up now. I guarantee, just as talking about her now, she will...
Okay.
One of us will get a text in a minute.
All right, cool. So I've asked her, will she come and play bingo with Jedward at 9:45? That would be good. You and Sarah Cox versus John and Edward.
Perhaps this is a good challenge in itself. Who will she text first? Who is favourite?
I'm waiting. Who's favourite? Me, obviously.
Well,
known her for years.
Yeah, but I'm like a wild card.
You whippersnappers coming in here.
Have you seen Jedward have tweeted Dead Mouse?
Well, asking... Yes, I saw that. Asking, will he be on their new album?
I
somehow doubt it.
It's my favourite tweet for a while. Hello, Dead Mouse, it's Jedward.
Yes! Text from Sarah Cox.
Oh, rubbish.
I can think of nothing I'd like to do more.
There you go.
How's it feeling down there? You all right?
I'm good so far, honestly.
I'm good.
Challenge has only just begun.
Not phasing me at all, this. Ask me in an hour.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Still getting loads of texts from people saying, I can't believe you made me watch the most awful thing last night, Sharknado. What are you expecting? A good film? These actors must be so embarrassed, says Simon, slightly tired in Essex. I've never seen something so bad in my life. It made Tarry look like Lord of the Rings. Were you expecting an actual good film? If so, I'm really sorry I misled you. We're going to need a bigger chopper. Did you watch it last night? It was on Sci-Fi. It was the UK premiere of Sharknado at 9 p.m.
Go, 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 go. Run away from the Sharknado. It's your greatest foe, foe, foe. Don't want to get eaten by Sharknado.
Someone says, Scott, please don't ruin Sharknado for me this morning by saying it was a great film. I've not been so excited to watch this for a long time, and I couldn't watch it last night, so it's recorded, and like Dev, it's the very first thing I'm going to do when I get home later.
I'm sorry, are they worried about a plot spoiler?
I think they are.
It's sharks and a tornado, nuff said.
Yeah. M says, the best bit of Sharknado was the line, we're going to need a bigger chopper. They couldn't even think of an original line. I laughed all the way through it. Thank you for making me watch it. I've recorded it so I can watch again. Oh, and the guy killing a shark with a bar stool, inspired.
I particularly liked all the fake scars that there were. They were really blatantly like...
I liked the one where the guy was in the shark's actual mouth with the chainsaw.
With the chainsaw, yes.
Let me know if you did watch Sharknado last night. UK TV ratings have been on, saying that about 9:30 this morning, they'll be able to give us the audience figures for Sharknado. Last night!
Amazing.
I'm not expecting big things. But who knows? It might have done really well. It was trending on Twitter at one point last night. Let us know if you watched. And your favourite bit, 81199, Twitter, at BBCR1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What's the matter? Your chicken tastes like pork? You have triplets instead of twins? Does your food taste plastic? Granddaddy, I think I want to dance.
So weird. Your chicken tastes like pork.
Do you think they accidentally left that in?
No.
As in it was a mistake. She was being a little bit weird at the time and they've just forgot to chop the end off.
No, I like the end.
I don't know.
Don't hear that on other stations, do you? I mean, you're not going to hear that next to Rihanna and Olly Murs on any other station, are you? That's why I love it.
Yeah, okay.
That is Janelle Monáe and Dance Apocalyptic. I really want to see her live. Because I'm informed that it's like an uber slick show. Think like Bruno Mars, you know how slick he is?
Like full on dancing band.
Yeah, like it doesn't stop from the moment she gets on stage. I want to see. That's Janelle Monáe and Dance Apocalyptic is my big thing this week. First time you hear it, you're like, And then it kind of grows. And here we are on Thursday. Adam in Bedfordshire was saying, didn't like it. Now, such a good song to wake up to.
Do you know what?
I want to dance.
I think it's good weird. You know when songs are a little bit weird?
Yes.
Like the first time I heard that new Will I Am one, the Bang Bang one, I was thinking, this is weird. But I think that's bad weird.
Yes.
And I think this is good weird.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Weird. Yeah. I'm still not feeling that Will I Am song. More water?
Yep. Go on.
You've just put Radio 1 on this morning. The Scott versus Chris challenge is the water challenge. We are drinking water like for like. Until one of us needs to go to the loo, and that person will lose the challenge. Don't try it at home. We've filled in lots of forms.
And we're being honest with our bodies.
Go for another half a cup, I'm saying. I've just ordered large coffees as well.
Oh, really?
How are you feeling about this? Are you all right still?
Yeah. Well, yes, I'm fine. I'm keeping an eye on Jedward's Twitter at the moment. It makes for interesting reading.
This is about water, so it should make you want to go to the loo. Tune.
Do Jedward know what they're doing today? I'm judging by the tweets that they're sending at the moment, I'm not sure.
Have they just tweeted Chloe Moretz?
Oh, yeah, and she's just replied.
Saying what?
Jedward have tweeted, "Hey Chloe Moretz, we're doing Scott Mills this morning. Nice. Do you have any tips for us to kick ass?" And then they've tweeted.
See what they've done.
Then she's tweeted back, "Haha, he's so easy. Just be fun, and if you have a chance, play innuendo bingo."
Well,
they've
they are.
Then tweeted, which they are doing. They've
this is brilliant.
Tweeted Chloe Moretz.
They're tweeting Hit Girl off Kick Ass about innuendo bingo. Think about it. And she's replying.
It's a great conversation, snooping. Then. They put, "Yeah, we are ready to go. We got our white T-shirts on. It's going to be a water fight."
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's have some more water. Scott versus Chris today is the water challenge. We both have to drink water until we need a wee. First person to go loses. Right, finish that cup off. See it off.
Yeah. But be honest with your body. All right.
I'm being honest with my body. I don't feel anything.
Do you know what? I've just got. I've just tweeted without really thinking.
Oh, what? What have you done?
Just thought I'd message Jedward and tell him that I'm going to soak him.
You're secretly hoping for a reply from Chloe Moretz.
I'm not, no. Does she follow you out of interest?
Yes. I think it went very well, our chat the other day.
Yeah, she's wicked.
Is this doing anything for you at all?
It's just, no, if I'm honest.
Like this. There'll be people listening on motorways at the moment really needing a wee, hating me.
Yeah, that's a point.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Morning, who's this?
Hi, morning, Scott. It's Imogen.
Imogen, where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Winchester.
Ah, that's near my mum.
Is it?
Yeah. How can I help?
Well, I heard you talking about weddings yesterday, and I'm actually getting married on Saturday.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who are you getting married to?
Biffy. His nickname's Biffy.
I'm on the Biff.
Yeah, exactly.
His nickname's Biffy?
Yeah, after Biffy Clyro.
Does he look like him?
No.
Does he look like Biffy Clyro? That's not a person.
No. What am I saying?
So does he look like Biffy Clyro?
Sorry, early mornings.
No, it's a nickname from uni and it's kind of stuck.
What's his actual name?
It's Pete.
Imagine if it was like, "Do you, Biffy Clyro, take Imogen?"
Do you, Biffy?
So, yeah, Chris is an usher at his sister's wedding on Saturday.
Yeah. And, you know, I heard that he's probably a bit nervous about what he has to do. He doesn't know what his duties are.
He hasn't got a clue.
No.
He
hasn't got a clue. Has she not written anything down for him? I've written a whole kind of itinerary for the best men and the ushers for mine.
Have you?
I have, yeah. So they know exactly where they need to be at what time.
Why are you involved, though?
Well,
I know you're the wife in that, but what I mean is...
I know you're the missus in that, but...
Surely you leave them to it, don't you?
No, because I don't want to have to worry about anything, so I give them all the duties, and then they have to worry about it all day.
I've got to go to something called a wedding rehearsal.
Yeah.
I think it's tonight. And my concern with that would be, if they take it too far, they're accidentally going to get married before the big day. And then what's the point?
Yeah, I know. I actually had exactly the same question to Biffy, and I was like, what if we actually accidentally get married? So, yeah, I'm a little bit unsure what to expect as well. I've got wedding rehearsal tonight as well.
Oh, so your wedding rehearsal's tonight?
It is, yeah.
But what about if you do accidentally get married to him
I don't know, I'd be pretty annoyed, I think, if I got married before. And then, unless you just don't tell anyone.
Yeah, are you doing a full dress rehearsal or...?
No, I'm not doing dress rehearsal, no. But then do I walk down the aisle?
Why, no, that's the thing, because then you start saying the vows and then accidentally I do slips out and you might as well forget the actual wedding.
Yeah.
But then you have to sign the registers, don't you, so...
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't want to sound selfish here. I obviously care that you're stressed as well, but that's not something I've got to do as an usher, so I'm not...
Well, it depends, unless we've got... A best man, he's being a witness. So you may be a witness, are you not?
What are you on about? Is this a juried event?
Not quite, but...
Should I have anything to worry about being an usher?
I don't know. Maybe just make sure that you're around for the bride and groom, maybe.
Show people to their seats, bosh.
Yeah, as long as you say, when people... Is it in a church?
Yeah.
It is. If you just ask them who when they're coming in, if they're the bride side or the groom side, then you have to sit them on a particular side.
Yeah.
He's not even listening. He's zoned out. He doesn't know what you're talking about.
Someone said...
Yeah, he's got no hope then, really.
No.
Yeah.
Someone said I might have to sweep the aisle if it's been
maybe,
soiled.
Maybe. There you go. That would be your job then.
If it's raining or something like that, I need to clean up beforehand.
Okay, well, good luck with your wedding rehearsal tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And good luck as well for your usher duties.
Don't accidentally get married.
I'll try not to.
Send my love to Biff.
Yeah, send regards to Biffy.
Will do. All right, cheers.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The
Scott Mills Daily. Right, we're doing the water challenge today. We're just seeing who has to go to the loo first. We're not making this dangerous. If we need to go, we're being honest with our bodies. I've had two coffees now, and I've had two and a bit waters, and it's only 7:50.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Well, a few people are texting in saying that it will take time, this challenge.
Can I be honest?
What?
I'm starting to feel like I need to go.
Right, okay. Well, you've got to be honest with your body here.
So, Scott versus Chris, challenge 4 today. Bearing in mind, I'm 2-1 up at the moment, is... Whoever goes to the loo first. So we're drinking the same amount of water. Finish off that third cup.
Yeah, just, there it is.
Oh, you've done it? Yeah. All right, okay.
But I feel all right so far. You're not helping yourself there. That's the...
Oh, no, not a river. I mean, it's not uncomfortable in any way, but I can just feel it coming.
Okay. Well, I mean, one of us will have to bow out at some point.
Yeah. And I mean, I will tell you, I'm not going to hold it.
No, I'm the same, I'm going to be honest here.
Oh!
Obviously, we're not going to be stupid with this, and we've been health and safety and briefed and signed forms.
Does Stushy's version of Waterfall make you want to go to the loo? Don't who them.
No, not them. Not them, the song. Like.
Oh, good. Who's
sorry,
very much current.
Right, I'm retracting the who.
Water.
That's the PR4L saying water.
Water.
Are we just looking for anything with water in? Like...
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Really not.
Water.
I'm fine at the moment.
It's okay. A good challenge, this one, I think. I think it's a good one, and I'm confident.
Jeb, we're coming up with Innuendo Bingo at 9.45. Also, if you want to get the Mark Wahlberg chat from yesterday, it's on the Radio 1 Scott Mills Daily podcast. He was really good. I think, like, quite moody to start with. Mm. Like, quite kind of, yeah, what? But then really, really warmed up. Really interesting stuff he said yesterday about making films.
That's so true. When he turned up, it did feel a little bit like... Because I suppose he has to do loads and loads of interviews at the moment. It felt like he was almost a little bit...
Going through the motions.
Yeah, and then it was quite nice, really, because he just seemed to completely relax. Which, do you know what I mean?
Eventually.
Yeah, but he had a laugh, and that was when he was really, really cool.
If you want to see it, the video is on the Radio 1 YouTube now. Just type Radio 1 into YouTube. You can see Mark Wahlberg from yesterday. Right, rest of the week. God, it's Friday tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got Lydia Bright coming in. Do you remember her off TOWIE? She's going to do one of those speech jammer calls for us where it makes your voice go really weird because you've got a slight delay in your ears. So Lydia's on tomorrow, and I'll have the next tape as well. And then heading to next week, another When Chris Stark Met. See the Mila Kunis one? Yep, 11 million views. We've got another one for you. I told Chloe Moretz who it was the other day, and she's very excited. I mean, this person is perfect for you to meet in a hotel room when they're, you know, talking about their new film. They sit there for hours talking the same kind of stuff about this new film they're in, and then you turn up with some slightly different questions.
When are you going to tell me? When are you going to...
Next week.
Okay.
So, When Chris Stark Met, if you liked the Mila Kunis one, if you saw the Robert Downey Jr. one, we've got another one to do next week with a huge star. But I don't want to tell you yet, it'll spoil it. It's better when you're kind of just, you know, spontaneous. I don't want you to plan it too much.
Okay.
Also next week, two lots of Innuendo Bingo, Tuesday and Thursday at 9.45am. Ollie Locke off Made in Chelsea gets a soaking on Tuesday. And McLovin, actual McLovin from Superbad, and also he's in the Kick-Ass movies as well, Christopher Mintz-Plasse will be playing... Just call him McLovin. We're playing bingo on Thursday. That's a good lineup. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I already need to go to the loo.
Right.
I mean, well, not badly, but just a bit. So now I need to make you go, don't I, first? Motorway service stations are going to be really busy this morning.
Thing is, I'm in a good place right now. I feel fine.
I've had a lot of coffee. How's that working out for you?
Any more?
Let's see. Yeah, our guests at 9:30. I am close to the
waterline. I thought that I'd been over my head. I'm not going to lie there. It's slightly more.
A little bit now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell you what people were loving earlier. You know Imogen, the lady that's having a wedding rehearsal tonight?
Yeah.
Loving her laugh. It was good, wasn't it? It's all over Twitch at the moment. It's kind of like... Is she Robin Thicke? Same.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills. Liam, hello.
Hi, Scott, you're right?
Yeah, where are you today?
I've just pulled over now and I'm on my way to work.
Okay, whereabouts are you today?
In Lee, in Wigan.
Okay. So, you watched Sharknado last night?
Yeah, I did.
What are your thoughts?
It was absolutely, funnily terrible.
It's so good, because you laugh all the way through.
Yeah, you do, you're right, yeah. But it's just like, you don't realise if the actors are actually trying to act or just be funny.
Did you watch it the whole way through? Did you manage the whole hour and 50 minutes?
No, oh,
he's five. Gone. Say again.
Robin.
Good. Hello, Wigan.
Hello.
Hi. Did you manage the whole hour and 50 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. What was your favourite bit?
The part where the shark flew through the air and he managed to chop himself out with a chair.
Yes, chopping himself out.
I heard key words there.
Chopping... Yes, basically, the man chopped himself out of the shark with a chainsaw, which is brilliant. We're going to need a bigger chopper. Now, there's a rumour going around that Jedward are going to be in Sharknado 2.
Yes.
Because they're mates with Tara Reid. Do you know how that happened?
How?
Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh,
it's got a lot to answer for, hasn't it? So we'll ask them about that a bit later, because I really would like to have a sequel. About 9:30 this morning, the people from the UK TV ratings are going to be on, and they're going to tell us how it did last night. I'm not expecting big numbers. Okay, I've got to be honest with you, I'm fidgety now because I need a wee.
Yeah, and it's starting to affect me slightly. It's the massive coffee you bought as well.
I did buy the massive coffees on purpose. This morning, Scott versus Chris challenge is the first person to go to the loo. We're drinking water, cups of water, like for like. But we're being honest with our bodies. Yeah. We've filled in a lot of forms.
Health
Don't
safety,
try it at home.
Safety.
But if we do need to go, then the first person to do so will lose the challenge.
Why? Is that a hairdryer?
That's a river.
Oh.
It's not any good, is it? That doesn't mean we want to go at all. Quite the opposite. Okay, I'm going to have to be honest.
Chris wins.
Really?
I go.
Excellent.
I've got to go now. Okay.
Really?
Yes, now.
Brilliant. Oh, good.
I only managed like an hour.
That makes it 2-2.
Fair play. I can't do it anymore. It's getting uncomfortable.
Oh, good.
8:13, I'm off.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, we've got a situation looming, and that is that Jedward are nearly here, and they're not on till 9:45. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Can we send them on errands or so? In fact, they've tweeted. I've just seen this. They've tweeted Radio 1 saying, we are meeting up with Sarah Cox. We need to catch up. Haven't talked in ages. Maybe get some tea. But I think there's a better use for their time.
Maybe they can answer the phones or something.
That's a good idea.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to speak to Jedward? Because like, they're going to be hanging around for over an hour of nothing to do. It's a bit like when someone's pet comes to stay at your house. We've locked all the breakables away in some cupboards. And they're going to be on... Well, they're supposed to be on at 9:45, but they're V-keen.
They're going to be early. We might as well do something, but they might as well do something.
That was Eliza Doolittle and Big When I Was Little. Can I just say that was the most lovely wee I've ever had?
Good. Did you record that one?
I didn't record that one. I'm not now I'm looking back, I'm like, why did I play out at about 7:15 this morning, me having my last wee recorded in the loo? Why did I do that? It's a national radio station. I've been on there quite a while. I should know this by now.
I know.
I don't know why I did that. And actually, I regret it.
It was a really weird moment.
Poor effort, though, everyone's saying. I couldn't hold it any longer. I didn't want to make it uncomfortable for myself. I was getting fidgety. You know that thing where you start to do that?
Yeah.
So Chris wins the Scott versus Chris challenge today. I lasted 1 hour, 13 minutes without needing to go to the loo. Well done, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Obviously, we're up to date and first with showbiz news. What's happening today, Christopher?
Do you know what? There's not loads and loads of showbiz news to say. I've got a couple of bits if you're keen.
Go.
One report claiming that One Direction will be worth $1 billion by next year.
What?
$1 billion.
A billion?
It's mad, isn't it? I'm not quite sure how they work that out, but I think that's everything. That's all the toys, that's the One Direction branded mugs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the dolls.
They've got everything. They've got pillows. They've got everything.
They're selling, like, they're doing sellout shows every single night in America. I've just seen on Twitter, they've just done one in LA, and it just looks, everywhere they go, it's just craziness still. Yeah. So and I can't quite get my head around it, because obviously we had the first play anywhere in the world of their first song, and I can't, do you know what I mean? I can't get my head around it. It's the same boys that came in here then that are now doing all this and almost worth $1 billion. I just can't compute it. It's mad.
And the thing is, you don't know how it, in other, you know, other parts of the world, in Australia and America and stuff, they're going mad for it anyway.
So much so.
$1 billion, though. Cara, never sure how to pronounce the last name. Delevingne? Something like that. Cara Delevingne?
Go again.
Cara Delevingne. Delevingne. Cara L'Orange is auditioning.
Blamange. Cara Blamange.
Cara L'Orange is auditioning for one of the roles in the new 50 Shades of Grey film.
Yeah.
And
she's friends with Rihanna.
Friends with the director. She's friends with everyone.
She is actually friends with everyone.
In fact, do you know what? She's friends with everyone who she needs to be friends with.
That's right. But ask yourself this question. Are they really her friends?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But this film, when it comes out, I mean, it's already quite a lot of hype about it. I feel so massively intimidated by the thought of this film coming out.
Say why?
If I'm honest, just because I can see it being a problem.
The 50 Shades of Grey film.
I think the book alone is doing... depends what view you take on it, but I...
I'm interested to hear your view, because I know it's going to be awful.
I'm concerned that this film is... It's going to cause problems for everyone.
You say that, but you're not getting to the point of what the problem will be. Just don't skirt around it and say it's going to cause problems. What are you on about?
Well, I heard a rumour that Ryan Gosling might be...
We're back to Ryan Gosling again and your problem with him and that all girls fancy him.
I just think this film, if it comes out and he's in it, it's just going to be a recipe. It's going to be too much and it's all anyone
too
is going to talk about. It's not going to be a film that I particularly am going to feel comfortable seeing, I don't think.
But all girls will want to see
it. I know.
Cause problems in relationships? Cause problems for lads in general?
I just find it all a little bit intimidating, that book and the effect of it. And I worry that a film is just going to make that worse. Anyway, look, that's what I'm seeing with it.
Yes.
Finally, Nathan from The Wanted has not ruled out the possibility of The Wanted duetting with One Direction.
I thought they didn't like each other.
So did I. And I also think the idea of that would be a little bit overstaffed, maybe.
A little bit overstaffed. Like, just keep yourselves to yourselves.
Too many men.
Do you know what I'm quite quite jealous of? I was watching that Lindsay Lohan thing where she did a chat show by herself. She's just out of rehab. And she presented this show called Chelsea Lately, which is on E!, my favourite channel. Mm. And she did it all by herself. She was really good, actually. Kind of slagged off Kristen Stewart a bit, which was a bit like, ow. Oh, and talked about... just kind of made a joke about Harry Styles, which fell a bit flat.
Right.
But she mentioned Grimmie. I'm so jealous. She was talking about Harry Styles and was like, with DJ Nick. I was like, Lindsay Lohan's talking about Grimmie. Do you not understand how exciting that makes me? And how jealous that makes me feel.
Yeah, I can see the jealousy.
Lindsay Lohan talked about Nick Grimshaw.
I'm sure she'd talk about you as well.
She wouldn't. He's made it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You just put Radio 1 on this morning. You have missed the Scott versus Chris challenge, day 4, because I've lost it already. It was a wee challenge. So the first person to go to the loo after drinking considerable amounts of water... But we drank the same, and I bottled it after 1 hour 13. It just wasn't comfortable anymore.
You didn't bottle it, you...
Well, no, I didn't. I just let it all flood out. 1 hour 13 minutes, that was it. That's all I did. So it's 2-2 now. So I won the menu challenge on Monday, the ordering stuff that's not on the menu. Then Tuesday, you did well with the pie fillings.
Yeah.
What's your favourite pie? You got up to 28. Then I silenced the coffee shop with... what was it? I'm in love with your brother. That's it, yesterday. Better than yours. But then today, you did win because it's happened already.
So it's a draw so far.
Had to go to the loo. So a draw so far and another challenge for you around about 8:45 tomorrow morning. Sorry it was early today. What can I do? It's my body.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Chris, your sister's getting married the weekend.
Yep.
And it's the full dress rehearsal tonight of you being an usher, is it?
I don't believe it's a dress. I don't believe that you have to dress up for this rehearsal.
How many rehearsals
are
there?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone listening.
God. Oh, they're here.
You press the red button.
I think we're a bit early, but...
Hi.
Hello, lads.
All the listeners listening, Scott has a special emergency button that he presses when he needs John never to be here, and we're here now.
We've been in that box for ages, like a year, so it's good to press the button.
We've been in that box waiting for you to press the emergency Jaguar button, and now we're...
Yeah, like,
guys,
we're,
let me just finish my conversation I'm having about winnings.
Shh. Yeah, man.
So, Jaguar here. Hey, guess I'm best man later this year.
Yes.
I am, yeah. Think about that.
I know.
Yeah. For my flatmate, my ex-flatmate.
I know.
Do I have to look after the rings? I lose everything.
I think you've got to do everything. You've got to sort the DJ. Is that the one I'm DJing?
Just watch The Hangover.
Yes, you are. Watch The Hangover, no. I think you'll find that if you look inside my bag, which you did do earlier, that's a real insight into my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, you should watch Wedding Crashers.
And there's some... What's that?
It's hairspray.
It looks like an air horn.
It looks like something we can't talk about in radio.
Porridge. Deodorant.
I don't wear deodorant. Do you wear deodorant?
Yes.
I haven't worn deodorant in like three years.
What do you mean you don't wear deodorant?
I haven't worn deodorant since like forever.
Yeah, but John, you have showers.
Yeah, I have loads of showers, so I'm okay.
Okay, but why don't you wear deodorant?
I don't know. I just don't get around to buying the deodorant in the shop. I just never.
Do you want to? Do you want me to lend?
Do you want to sniff him?
Yeah, I'd like to try your deodorant,
okay,
Scott.
Okay, try it now.
Pass it over here. Yeah.
Let's have a little spray under the arms.
Okay.
Off you go.
I'm going to smell like you now.
The world is now a much brighter smell.
This is happening.
How about you? Do you deodorant or?
No, I've got all that perfume from all those girls outside.
There are girls outside.
But girls always tell me, wow, you smell so good. And I was like, it must be just my natural smell.
Some girl came up to me yesterday and said, you smell like Edward. I didn't know I had a smell. So I was like, what the hell?
This is BBC Radio 1. Coming up, I've got Blurred Lines and also Rudimental.
I actually like the song Blurred Lines.
Come on, you're playing 30 Seconds to Mars. That's the coolest song at the moment.
It's ages old.
No, but I know. You still like it. Really cool, yeah.
Jared Leto has the exact same jacket as John, the blue jacket that he wore
in
his tour.
Scott has something to say. Finish your sentence, Scott.
In 1 hour, Jedward will be playing Innuendo Bingo. Now, what we've decided to do is make it a four-way situation. So it's you guys versus Chris and Sarah Cox.
Wow.
Is that good?
But what about you, Scott? What are you,
I just play the clips in and say what they are.
I can't wait to shoot.
But me and John, like, we've never played a game like this before in our lives, so...
You haven't?
No.
This is like the funnest game on the radio.
So that's going to be at 9:45.
Don't miss it.
What are you going to do for an hour? Do you want to answer the phones?
Scott,
you
spraying.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to answer the phones.
Okay.
Is this necessary?
I think me and John should do Live Lounge.
Yeah, if we can we take Jedward to answer the phones?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Come on, guys.
So listen, we're going to answer the phones. Let's do this.
Cool.
Here you go.
So don't really know what else to do. 03700, 100, 100. I'll see you in a minute, guys.
Do you think they'll grab us breakfast?
See you in a minute. See you in a minute.
Oh, my word.
Hour early.
I know, that's another hour.
So, if you want to speak to Jedward, 03700 100 100. Don't worry, we'll keep him busy until then. Okay, so we have locked Jedward into another studio. They're not coming out for an hour. Unless they want to go get us coffee.
It's brilliant what's happening. They're literally just... We're connecting... People are ringing in, basically, and we're connecting
else to
straight
do.
Through to Jedward.
They're not on for an hour.
They're just answering the phones. Like Babes in the Booth. Who?
It is like Babes in the Booth, off of The Right Stuff.
Right Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, only it's Jedward. They're answering your calls now. I mean, I don't know if you want to speak to them. 03700 100 100. Honestly, I just panicked. When they walked in, I didn't know what else to get them to do.
I suppose we could have sent them for errands. You know, bubbles for the spirit level, that kind of thing.
Tartan paint.
Yeah.
So in an hour from now, or just slightly less than an hour, if you're on your way to work, do make sure you make an appointment to watch this Innuendo Bingo, because I think it could be a classic.
Can I just say, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, there will be no respect. They will be soaked. Like,
no mercy.
There will be no mercy.
Sarah Cox is also very much looking forward to it. So we're going to give him a good soaking.
Oh, yeah.
At 9:45. If you want to watch it, it'll be on the Radio 1 website. Just write it down and make sure you put 9:45 Jedward, because you can get it on your computer when you get to work. Maybe you're at home on your summer holidays from school or college. Get Jeremy Kyle off, put this on. You can get it on your phone as well. Just go to the Radio 1 website on your smartphone and you'll be able to watch live Innuendo Bingo, a four-way special. John, Edward, Chris and Sarah Cox.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, excellent. I got one of those deliveries today, I've just been told, and they can't specify a time. It's going to be any time between 9 and 6:30 tonight. Awesome!
Handy, isn't it?
It is good. At the moment I'm doing the breakfast show, so I might be home maybe 2 or 3 o'clock. But how do people that are doing 9 to 5 ever get anything? Like, you're always going to get that little annoying red slip going, sorry, we missed you.
Yeah.
Oh, like, do you expect me to take a day off for this?
It's just, it's really odd that they can't be more, I mean, the
be more specific.
The places you could travel in that time.
I know. And then, like, the other day, it was one like, no, sorry, we said that between 9 and 5:30, but... couldn't make it today because we didn't quite get to your area on time. Okay, good.
I suppose it depends what you haven't delivered, because I would say get it delivered to work, but then...
I don't want this delivered to
right,
work.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. If it's something like that, then you...
What do you mean something like that?
Suggesting
I didn't
that
give I didn't give any clues to what it would be.
Well, what is it then?
I don't want to say. I just don't want it delivered to work.
What is it... I'm trying to guess now. I've got all sorts in my mind.
It's just like there's some things that like you can get, you know, even clothes can get delivered to work.
How big's the box?
Not that big. Just something I don't really want work people to see. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd like another clue though.
But then also, you know me, Will I ever go round and collect it? That's the thing.
Is it something you'd wear?
Sorry?
Is it something you'd wear?
Not something I'd wear, no.
Is it something someone else would wear?
Sorry?
Is it something someone else would wear?
No. But I'm just thinking, like, I've got loads of these red slips and I kind of forget to go and pick them up.
Mm.
So maybe I'll never see it now.
Well, maybe.
I don't want it delivered to work.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So Jedward got here an hour early today. Who actually does that? For Innuendo Bingo. They're on at 9.45. They got here, well, just after half eight, more than an hour early. So we just thought, just to keep them busy, we'd get them to do some actual admin and just answer the phones. It's like they're on work experience today.
It's great, but I've been listening to some of what they're talking about and it's a whole variety of topics.
Yeah, we've just been dipping in and out while the songs have been on. There have been various marriage proposals to them. There's some fans outside Radio 1 ringing in. But we are keeping them busy. Now, we've just got Sarah Cox's producer to call up being a delivery guy just to see how they cope with that. Let's listen in, shall we?
It's John Arrow, what's your question?
I've got a package for Zane Lowe here that needs to be signed for. Can somebody come down, please?
Zane Lowe.
There's a package downstairs.
Yeah, for Zane Lowe.
Is that Zane out of One Direction?
Sorry, what? No, it's a package.
I didn't know there was
Zane
anybody
Lowe.
Else called Zane.
No, Zane Lowe, you know, he's that guy, the DJ guy, I think. That's what I've been told. He's got to come down and pick it up, or somebody's got to come and sign it. I'm on double yellers. Can somebody come down?
Why is his second name Lowe?
I don't think we can go down, because we have to talk to Scott Mills, and he doesn't want us to leave the building.
I don't know who Scott Mills is, but all
he's
I know
a radio,
is, I'm
he's
sorry.
He's the coolest radio presenter on Radio 1.
What?
He's the biggest radio presenter on Radio 1. Sure.
Right. It's just so going. It's going
this
on.
This is going on, and so that's James, who's Sarah Cox's producer, pretending to be a delivery driver, just to see how they cope with it.
You just say double yellows or double yellows or
yellows.
Yeah, double lines.
Are you what are you talking about?
Let's leave that there, shall we? Lauren Vula and she on BBC Radio 1. Should we go back to it? I think it's still going on right now.
Okay, we're coming out to get the package, okay? What's in the package?
It's a letter. It's a signed letter. Well, I don't know exactly, but it looks like a signed letter.
Is it from Hedwig in Harry Potter? You know Hedwig, where he delivers owls? Are you like an owl who delivers letters?
I'm like an owl.
But are we in danger? If we go down and get the package now, are you going to like punch us in the face?
It better not be some sort of box joke or clown something out of her. So, okay, we got to say bye. Peace out. Yeah, okay, we'll see you later. Peace.
Much okay,
love.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's what's happening right now in the studio next door with John and Edward, just keeping them busy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, last week we were talking about my mate and he changed his profile picture. Oh, no, he didn't. His girlfriend changed her profile picture.
Yes.
And he got really annoyed because of the amount of people that were liking blokes.
Yeah, so it's just like your girlfriend changes her profile picture on Facebook, loads of other blokes start liking it, you get a bit annoyed. Well, not you, your friend.
He heard us talking about that on the radio and we were talking about it again the other day. Because she's been at it again. She changed her profile picture. Same thing happened.
Is it a selfie while she's putting little duck lips?
It's, no, you know when people change their profile picture for the summer one?
Oh, the summer.
The seasonal change. Like when the weather's good, you've got to change your picture to one of you. Probably not even from a holiday this year. It'll be like a holiday last year.
Yeah, maybe. But it has to have like a pool in it.
Yeah.
Or you just kind of like not wearing that many clothes.
And but she's done the same thing anyway. She's put up a picture of her and now it plays on my mind because I actively don't like pictures because I know what he means. It's frustrating seeing his girlfriend's picture being liked by so many blokes. And you know, we were talking about we should change that word.
Yeah, they still haven't done it.
They haven't done it yet.
I mean, I would have thought if they were listening to the 124 show on Radio 1, they might have done it by now. Maybe on the breakfast show, they might.
We've had so many suggestions of what they should change that word to.
It shouldn't be like. You shouldn't be allowed to like the photo. There should be another word. They need to change the word, change the name of that button that you can press.
Yeah.
Acknowledge.
Yeah, you see, that's great. And it should suggest. I just think like means, you know, like that.
Yeah. And if that's your girlfriend there, you don't want to see other boys liking it, like that picture. I know what you're saying.
It needs to be simple and respectful.
Seen it?
It needs to be like seen or you know, like a head nod almost.
Nod.
Something like that.
I've just nodded you on Facebook. We need to think about what it is, but it's happening more and more. Oh, by the way, you know I told you last week about my friend that's liking everything this person he fancies is doing? Still doing it. It's ridiculous. Literally everything he puts up. I'm having a cup of tea. Like. Loving being at work this morning. Like. Serious. Can you tell your friend that it could be worse? They could be poking his girlfriend?
Yeah, but poking's not on anymore.
Poking's
really.
Off now, isn't it? Who does that anymore?
It's not so much of a thing.
What about I doff my cap to you, sir?
Yeah.
Button.
That's good.
Dan in Leighton Buzzard. High five? I'm not that. I don't like that. I quite like duly noted.
Yeah.
That should be the new name for the like button.
I think the main problems are coming with like exes who are still on, who are still Facebook friends.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, you know, you should just man up a little bit. And yeah. But.
What about yes, please? I just yes, pleased your photo. Paul from Barton.
No.
Still think that's giving out the wrong signal, really. But have you just read that text from Abby?
Yeah.
Go on.
She puts, there is a girl who likes everything my boyfriend puts on Facebook. It really annoys me. The only thing she doesn't like are the post pictures with me or about me.
Yeah, they don't get likes. If she's in them, not liking. Anything else? Yes, I like. Some people are saying that it's actually a bonus knowing that you've got a hot person. Like, just enjoy it, feel a bit smug.
What, like the approval?
Yeah, Ryan at work's like, I get a bit cocky and proud of myself when other lads like my girlfriend's photos. It's kind of like the smug feeling when you walk into a place and you notice lads looking at your girl.
Oh, come on.
No?
I don't know.
He should feel proud of the fact that his girlfriend is pretty enough to be getting the likes. That's from Rob in Devon. Right, what's going on with Jedward, please?
Am I saying that right? Reading the Financial Times.
I just saw John or Edward. Yes, reading the Financial Times. That happened.
They're in the live lounge at the moment. Just
there they are. Reading in the companies and markets section. You what?
We use a lot of big words.
You're reading the Financial Times. Yes. I can't believe it.
You gotta know about those stocks.
The stocks.
And the shares.
Yes, I do.
Hey, go and talk to Sarah Cox about doing a live lounge.
I will.
Okay, see you in a bit. So that'll keep him busy for another 15 minutes. And then it's going to be Innuendo Bingo with John and Edward at 9:45 this morning. I'm getting excited about this now. We've got extra sheeting because I think this is going to be super wet.
Tell you what, I'm not holding back today.
They can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, they've just gone in to talk to Sarah Cox about doing a 5-song live lounge for her. Ah! It's what kind of weird because Jeb would have been answering phones for an hour because they've been here. They got here early, and it is like having them on work experience. But they're actually quite good.
I'm really hungry. Can I?
No, you can't ask them for that. They've got to be here in 15 minutes. You're going to go ask them to get you a coffee, right?
Yeah.
No, wrong.
A bit of food.
Wrong.
No.
Wrong. No, wrong. Okay, Jake Budd coming up. A bit of Porter Robinson. Sarah Cox is on at 10 this morning. Are you and her matching up clothes-wise?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're coordinating.
Awesome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Porter Robinson, Language. And Jake Bug with Broken. So, Jedward are in the house.
Very interesting.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello there.
Thanks for having us in your studio.
It's new, isn't it?
Scott, I dare you to play Jedward. That'd be awesome.
I played Waterline earlier.
Oh, amazing. You should play Luminous. It's like David Guetta and Calvin Harris.
Is it? Now, at the moment, let me just talk you through what's happening.
Okay. What's happening?
John and not you, the listeners. John and Edward are here, and they're going to play Innuendo Bingo with Sarah Cox. Chris, talk me through what you're wearing right now.
Well, me and Sarah thought we'd make an effort. So I'm currently rocking, I suppose I look like one of Jedward.
Well,
he looks like classic Jedward, spiky hair. Right now we have flat hair.
Yeah, it's kind of Jedward 2009.
Well, it's still Jedward, but it's just the day we decided to have
it's
flat hair.
It's Miley Cyrus
because,
Jedward.
Because the reason why, because if we had loads of hair products in our hair, we're getting wet. The products would go into our eyes and sting our eyes. So today we decided to have nothing in our hair, just so we, just in case we played Innuendo Bingo, we're actually playing Innuendo Bingo. How do you say it? Innuendo?
Innuendo?
Innuendo
Bingo.
Innuendo Bingo. We're playing it.
It's probably best you didn't have that massive hair because you're right, the product would just stream into your eyes. It's not good. Okay, but, so we're going to play One Direction.
But me and Sarah have coordinated this, so
you look good.
Is it like a tribute?
This is the best song ever featuring Niall dressed up as...
the video for this is actually the coolest.
And Zayn dressed up as that secretary girl.
We actually dressed up like that before as well.
This is BBC Radio 1. And if you get to the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Have to see this live.
Best song ever.
BBC Radio 1, we're about to play the game.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I strongly recommend that you get to the Radio 1 website now. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can see us on your computer if you're at work already, or on your mobile phone. Maybe you're at home during the holidays. Get us on your phone, because you're about to see Jedward versus Chris and Sarah Cox on Innuendo Bingo.
You're going down!
Yeah. Yeah. So, Sarah...
Scott, what should we do? We're all wearing white on... Do we take our jackets off and wear a white t-shirt? What do you think, Scott?
I think that if you want to take your jackets off, you feel free.
Everyone watch this. You're going to have, like, wet t-shirts.
Okay, go for it. Well, one of you's taken them off, so the other one has to as well. There we are. Matching red trousers, obviously, and white t-shirts. It's Jedward for Innuendo Bingo. Right. Sarah Cox, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Excited. I mean, a pinnacle of a career, I think, here, this moment.
I think this is Sarah Cox. This is like the Olympics.
It is same as the Olympics. So Chris and Sarah are wearing old school Jedward hair and some red blazers, which Sarah found in her wardrobe this morning.
Yeah, it's a show jumping blazer.
This is what Sarah wears when she goes home. She gets straight into it the minute she goes home, just because she's a huge
show
Sarah
jumping
fan.
Blazer and my husband's dicky bow.
Oh. So if you want to watch on the Radio 1 website, you can now. Jeb, the rules are you have to put a lot of water in your mouth. You'll hear some innuendo. If you find the innuendo funny, obviously the water will go all over Chris and Sarah and vice versa. Remember, Chris, no mercy.
Scott. Do you think we should write a song called Innuendo and on our next album, and then you guys can play at the top of the show every time?
It could be our new theme.
We'll get on it.
Start that instead of the live lounge. If you do want to do a live lounge, it's completely possible. You've just got to speak to Fern Cotton.
Okay,
yes.
Fern Cotton.
She's the woman you need to speak to.
I'll give you a mobile and email.
If Fern's listening right now today, love
she
you.
She won't be.
Congrats on the baby.
She won't. Yeah, but congratulations, Fern.
Yeah, Sarah, you're rocking it.
Pass over her number, babe. Sarah, afterwards.
Do you want the jobs? Oh, right, we've got some here. Okay. Yeah, I'll pass on all the details.
Full your cheeks, please. Full cheeks.
It's cold water. It's not even warm.
But as much as you can, John. Edward, in your mouths. Here we go. It's happening. Innuendo Bingo. It's on now. Watch it on the Radio 1 website. No hands. No hands. There's a no hands rule. John and Edward, you can't put your hands up to your mouth. If it's going to spray out, it sprays out.
I'm choking.
More water. Okay, so first of all, we're going over to Stephen Fry's Key to the City on ITV. And Stephen really does let the cameras into all areas of his life these days.
Back into the closet.
These are 70 denier tights.
Very sheer.
Do you mind if I finger your ermine?
This is brilliant already. Lisa sent us that one.
What
do you mind if I finger your ermine? No,
we don't know. That's the thing. Over to the BBC News Channel yesterday, where this interview about health and fitness took an unexpected turn. Have we all got water, yes? Uh-huh. Here we go.
You know, for an example, I went into a very famous gym a few years ago and I was researching this.
What happened?
I don't know! There's so much water in my mouth, it just, like, wants to come out. I'm like...
okay, let's go again. Go again.
That's naughty, that. Nothing had happened then.
That wasn't that funny.
Oh, Sarah's got angry. Here we go. Back to women's only gyms.
You know, for an example, I went into a very...
Chris!
Sorry.
What's wrong with you? Chris, what happened?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just so excited because, Jet went in front of him. Yo, what's up?
Okay. Here we go, let's try this one again.
You know, for an example, I went into a very famous gym a few years ago and I was researching this. And I went upstairs to the women's only gym and there were about 40 women pounding away on their own.
This is brilliant. This is so good. There's so
this
much
is ridiculous.
Water.
This is like a water park. Like BBC
like
officially has a water park.
It's
I think
so
there's
good.
A leakage.
This
there's
is like a water flume to hell.
Jim, and there are about 40 women pounding away on their own.
Thank you, Sam, for spotting that one. And now over to BBC Radio 2 from a couple of months ago. And Lynn Bowles tells us what she and Ken Bruce get up to during the show.
I don't go to this.
Oh, come on, Jedward.
Sorry.
please make sure you're watching this on the Radio 1 website. This is great. There's a lot of water. It looks hilarious. Okay. Lynn and Ken.
I don't go to the cinema anymore anyway, so...
Well, no. There's too many complaints, you know.
Won't cause too much damage to me. This is Thea Gilmore finishing us off today. Lynn will be back with us tomorrow.
Oh, I think I finished you off, didn't I? Not her.
God. Lynn!
I love Lynn.
I don't get it. I didn't get that one.
No, don't worry about it. Okay. More water, please. Over to the one show. One.
Water purer than water.
And here's Matt Baker. He just can't help himself and butts in with the question that we were all thinking. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
You're doing a new basketball film and you'd like Justin Bieber to play one of the leads again.
What happened, please?
I don't know. John is out of control.
John.
It was Justin Bieber. We got excited. It's like, never say never.
Okay. So... they're talking about Mark Wahlberg on The One Show.
You're doing a new basketball film and you'd like Justin Bieber to play one of the leads against you. So why Bieber then?
Well, first of all, he's a great athlete. I saw him playing basketball and I was pleasantly surprised. Yes.
Do you see yourself in him or do you see him in yourself?
Thank you to John in Bournemouth for that one. Oh, Jeb with our soaks now. Stop pouring it over yourself, you perv.
I'm getting real hot in here.
Oh, sure.
It's getting hot in here.
Neil and Devon's watching for the first time on his tablet. Jedward are awesome. Love Inuit and Bingo Live, first time I've watched. That's Barry in Glasgow. All right, so another appearance for the Archers now on Inuit and Bingo. We ready?
Uh-huh.
Here we go. The Archers on Radio 4. Fill your cheeks. Chris?
What are they doing?
I don't know.
It's really getting a bit specialist. The twins and the two shows.
Keep it under control.
Let's focus. Just put the water amount in focus.
Focus.
It looks like I've gone, like, look, I'm all wet. Focus. You're not children, guys. Seriously, we're being very mature.
Over to the Archers. And I'm not sure Helen meant to put these photos on Facebook.
Remember the footballing pics?
Yes.
And the other day, Helen was showing me this really sweet photo of Henry eyeballing one of your wheelies.
Why are people going before the end of the clip?
I don't know.
Because I heard eyeballing.
This is mayhem.
What, it is actual mayhem.
No.
Helen was showing me this really sweet photo of Henry eyeballing one of your wieners.
People are now chucking the water in each other's face.
Stop, John. This is Scott Mills. There's no chucking going on. I didn't chuck anything. Sarah Cox just full on chuck a glass of water at John. Sarah Cox wants to...
Chris is showing no mercy and... John and Edward are fighting back.
We're running out of water.
Okay, more please. Now over to Celebrity MasterChef. And, you know Janet.
Is it Janet?
It's Janet. You ready? Here we go.
As yet, it's only Janet and Katie that have identified the meat as duck.
Janet knows how to bone a duck, that's for sure.
Thank you, Janet.
Ridiculous.
Too much for me.
Okay. Over to a technology special on the sky at night now.
We're going to end getting electrocuted.
No, you won't.
No, you're
not. Never.
No, all the forms have been filled in.
Although it would be a moment.
Well, at least we can all officially say we had a shower in BBC Radio 1.
Exactly.
Best shower ever.
Okay. Take the water in your mouths. Now, on the sky at night, judging by his name, this robot's got some quite specialist functions.
Hello.
And welcome to the UK Space Cluster here in Harwell, Oxfordshire.
Our robotic friend here is called Rimmer.
Thank you to Oliver for that one.
Sorry.
And more water.
I didn't get that one, but
no,
like,
I didn't get it.
Worry. I didn't get it.
Can we have some more water, please, quickly?
Yeah.
Some more filtered water from the water machine.
Right.
Outside. Live bench. Hooray, Scott.
Water. And who remembers this surprising news from Nick Grimshaw?
Kevin and Perry go large.
Never seen it. Interested,
really?
Though.
Love it, love
very,
it.
Very, very interested.
Snatch.
I have seen Snatch.
Oh, I'm so wet. It's disgusting.
Is it horrible now?
It's really cold.
Not many left.
I didn't get that. That was a movie called Snitch, wasn't it?
Yeah, kind
yeah,
of.
That's right, Snitch. Okay, and
my
now...
My jeans look like... wet jeggings.
What are you doing? Stop weeing it out of your mouth.
Yes, Sarah Cox, what are you doing?
That is actually was addressing your twin, John.
No, I think it was you.
Naughty behaviour.
John.
John. Okay. Give us some more water.
More water, please. Please.
It's very good because you're actually hydrating yourself as well.
We're going over to Big Brother now.
Oh, this is Jared now.
On Channel 5. Here we go. Water.
Wolfie is gutting her mackerel.
Okay.
I like tuna.
Maybe one more. Okay, over to this week's episode of Channel 4's auction show, Four Rooms. And, ready?
I need some water.
Water, please, John Edward. Four Rooms on Channel 4. And who could turn down an opportunity like this?
Tell me what you've both brought with you today.
Today, we brought a very rare example of a mounted taxidermic Andean condor. It was an opportunity for me to mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
Oh, lads.
Do we want one more, though?
So no, hard to keep the water in your mouth.
We do want one more.
Do we want one more?
There's more water here.
I think we do.
There's some water in the spin, so.
Let's go over to BBC Radio Leicester, then, for our final one.
Hurt your eyes, Chris.
Yeah.
Wait.
Really water.
Does everybody have some water? Do you want
come
some
on.
Water? Yeah, come on. Water. Yeah.
Last one.
These two are basically see-through.
It's getting very nipply
Scott,
in here.
Thank you for having us on the show.
It's been great.
Are amazing.
You're going on tour soon, right?
Yeah, we're going on tour. We're going to be like on the, from the 24th, 30th of September. We're going to like Cheltenham. We're going to Lowestoft.
It's going to be sick. It's going to be amazing. On stage for 2 hours.
Scott, I want you in the front row with an I Love Jedward
t-shirt. Scott's making really cool eyebrow moves here. He's like really interesting.
We'll all come.
And Sarah Cox will be the backing dancer.
We'll fly you down to private jet.
What date is it?
Is that a third nipple?
What day is it? Yeah, I have a mole there.
Oh,
third nipple.
It might be a third nipple.
Okay, right, one more in the bingo. Water, please. Here we go.
My t-shirt's see-through.
Yes, it is. Ready? Let's go over to the football on BBC Radio Leicester.
And just a moment ago, superb piece of skill by Gray. He received a low cross from Lloyd Kerry with a man up his backside, tight onto the goal.
Thank you, well John played. And Edward. Well that was done. A very well played innuendo bingo.
Well played.
If you didn't watch it at the time, don't worry about it. We'll get a video up for you on YouTube as soon as possible. Sarah Cox is next on Radio 1. We're back tomorrow morning at 6:30. Thanks, Jedward. So those were all the best bits of Thursday's show. Listen tomorrow morning if you can, early from 6:30. We will have Lydia Bright doing the speech jammer. And from 9 o'clock, loads of tunes on the Nick's tape.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.